All right, this morning is a fun morning because we have like full families, full family presence. And so I would love it if we could be kind of more interactive, maybe than usual, I'm not sure. My name's Jason. As Jody said, I've been part of youth here for going on 4 years. I started coming to WCV when I was 19 or 18, so it's been a really long time, almost 20 years. And I'm an elder here. For those of you that don't know, have you guys ever felt like in your life there's things that you wish you were better at? So, like, my personal confession is this: I have really bit the biscuit on empathy my whole entire life. In fact, when I was in high school, I had friends that I don't even think were believers, and they had so much empathy, like they would gush with it, and I recognized it even when I was like 17 that I don't have it. Like, whatever they have, I totally don't have. And I just knew that I don't have empathy. So my poor wife has had a husband that has very little empathy. So what happens when you have an exhausting day at work and you come home to your husband and you express that? I give her, like, some solutions, right? Like, well, you could probably do this, this, and this, or you could get better at this, or, like, zero empathy. So I'm sorry, but what about you guys? What areas of your life do you wish you were better at? See, back rub. See, that would have been better, right? Yeah, like, just probably say nothing and, like, start working the hands. Yeah, good advice. So mine was empathy. What are some of yours? Patience. You wish you had more patience. Obedience, kindness. You wish you could hear better. Oh, yeah, like being a better listener. That's awesome. Good one. What else? Yeah, kids, you guys are in the game today, so I need you to play. Okay? Like, you're in the room. I can see you. Like, right now. We're here. And so, like, you're in. So, like, yes, I like your style. So kids and youth, like, what do you guys kind of stink at that you wish you were better at, but you just can't be? Do you guys ever get really angry sometimes? Like, quickly? Like, short fuse? Yeah, we got some over here. Yeah, what else?
Humility.
Okay. This is some good vulnerability this morning. What else? Have you guys ever had your parents say, "Would you guys just grow up? Would you just grow up? Would you stop that?" The opposite, don't grow up. Okay, yes. Parents are so confusing, right? Like, grow up, don't grow up. Slow down, speed up. You poor kids. I have compassion for you children. What a confusing place. I probably tell my kids to grow up sometimes. And then I think, how the heck are they supposed to do that? Like, what kind of advice is that? Grow up. Like, where do they take that? What I want to share with you, I'm super excited. I feel like God was speaking to me for us. And it's like to me, but it's to us as family. Jesus walked this earth and he modeled something so beautifully. He emptied himself. John 5:19 says, "The Son can do nothing." This is Jesus speaking. "I only do and I say what the Father is doing and saying." James 1:17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." Do you guys see there's like this source, right? Like the gift is coming from somewhere. Jesus is saying, "I can't do anything." See, I used to think Jesus was like wildly independent, probably because I wanted to be independent and awesome, right? So like it appears like if you can work miracles and you can do cool stuff that like you're probably just the most powerful person in the world, like superhero style, right? And like, which one of us doesn't want to be a superhero? I do. I always wanted to be like the man of God, like the... It's funny, when you say the man of God, there's only room for one, right? the man of God. But that was like, I was attracted to that. But Jesus shows us this different way. He empties himself. He says, I can do nothing. 1 John 4:19 tells us we love, why? Because he first loved us. Again, where's the source? In God, right? John 17:7, I like this one because I think I would have been in this group. John 17:7, Jesus is praying to the Father and he says, they've come to know, like finally, that everything I have is from you. That everything I have is from you. See, I'm guessing the disciples thought if I can't be the superhero, the man of God, I'd sure like my best friend to be, right? Because you kind of get the cool factor through proximity. So I think the disciples probably thought they were it, right? Like, I might not be the man of God, but he is, right? And so they travel around and the crowds are like, woo, like he's feeding people and people are getting healed. Like, this is cool. And I'm right beside him. He's my man, right? Like, buddy, buddy, right? So there's probably this clamor to just get up next to him, right? And be like, yeah, yeah, Sam, he's my pal, right? Because Sam's a man of God, and if I can't be the one, then Sam is, and we're the best, me and you, right? So I think that was probably it, but Jesus prays to the Father and says, they've come to know that everything I have is from you. Again, there's a source. Can I borrow you guys for a minute? Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to go on my knees because I still rock it. Woo. Look at us. Okay, so here we are, and I need some cash. Can I have $5? Can I have $5?
I don't have any.
$5.
Oh, God.
You got no money? What? Parents. Okay, do you have a dollar? How about a... Yeah, come on. How about a dollar? Do you have a dollar?
No. No.
How come? Your dad didn't give you a dollar before church? Man. These girls can't give me nothing. I want some cash. Yeah, that's hard, hey? If you don't have any, you can't give any. What if your dad shook you upside down and squeezed you a little? Would it start flowing some cash? Can we try that? Just try. Yeah, shake her good and squeeze her a little bit and maybe nothing. Nothing. Why not? Because they don't have any. This is crazy, right? But it's so simple. We can't give what we haven't received. Right? So guys, if you don't have patience, why don't you have patience? Because you haven't received it. Now, this is weird because we don't typically think transactionally in the kingdom like this, but what's the typical message I would say? If you come and confess to me, Jace, I really am not very patient, what would I say? Try harder. Act patiently, right? Strategize, yeah, maybe fill the mirror with positive self-help statements, right? Serenity now, breathing exercises, paper bag in the back pocket, right? Calm down. We work and we try and we try and we try, but guys, if you're trying, you don't have it, right? It's not just coming out, you're acting, you're trying, and so many of us are caught in this constant swirl, and guess who's right there to accuse you and tell you that you suck? His name's the accuser, right? And many of us live in constant condemnation because we don't have it. Is Jeremy really angry with his kids right now because they didn't have a dollar? Is he losing it with rage? I wanted a buck. I wanted $5. They didn't have nothing. So should I be angry with them?
No.
How come? Because it's not their fault. Whoa. Can you guys hear that right now? Some of you actually need to hear it right now into your heart. It's not your fault. This is the word of God for you right now. It's not your fault. You can't give what you haven't received. Back to my own empathy. I knew that I had no empathy. But I didn't connect it to much till very, very recently. Probably a month ago, I was in spiritual direction with Suhail. You're really good at it, by the way. And God gave me a prophetic word a few years ago, Teresa and I, and he said, I'm going to love you through your kids, so watch for it. Because parents are kind of thick sometimes. Have you guys noticed that parents don't see stuff all the time? You got to just like wink. Don't nod because you'll totally get in trouble, but just like wink if it's true. So sometimes parents are a little slow. So I was one of those parents. So God had to tell someone else to tell me, watch for it because your kids are going to love you. I'm going to love you through your kids. And so I had to like watch for it. So a couple years later, my kids, I'm doing some night shifts. And every time I got to go to work, my kids would go, oh, Dad, you have to go to work tonight. And, you know, my heart would just kind of go, like, I would, like, seriously soak up that love, right? That like, sympathy, that empathy. And I just, in spiritual direction, I was talking about, man, the best, I just, like, find so much joy in my kids these days and the way that they love me. And I recognize then they have empathy towards me. They're kind towards me. Dad, you have to work tonight. And I love it. And I realized something. When I was a little boy, we'd be on long road trips. You guys were just on a road trip, right? This will be a little bit real and vulnerable. Are you guys okay as a family if we exploit this? Okay. So, like, what happens if the kids are really thirsty? Okay, say to your dad, I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
What happens? Give him water. You know what happened when I was a kid? Some of you parents might want to use this. This is what I heard. Spit and swallow. Spit and swallow. I'm thirsty, spit and swallow. Okay. So it makes me start thinking, right? Like, where's the empathy? Why don't I have empathy? Does anyone, like, so my whole life I've kind of felt like, man, I must be just a jerk, right? The accuser would tell me, like, you're just a jerk. You have a deficit. You can't be empathetic. Why couldn't I be empathetic? I was never given it, right? If you're not given it, you can't give it. Just like the dollar, just like the $5. You guys are learning empathy. I'm thirsty. Beautiful. See, good example. I was just scared that they'd say spit and swallow. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's what they told me. Yeah, we'll work on that later. God will totally heal that stuff. But I realized through my kids that God is empathetic towards me. What I needed to know was that he cares about small things in my heart, in my life. I never knew that. I thought my whole life I've reserved God for like the big deal things. And he doesn't really care about the little stuff, like my night shift. Oh, I'm really exhausted. He doesn't really care. But like moving to the Philippines or like big stuff, yeah, he cares. But little stuff, nah, I'm on my own. But what God's been showing me is, no, I care. I care. And he had empathy to give me. I really think Jesus wants to set us free, some of us, from those accusations. Some of the ways that we've felt this deficit and felt like we are responsible, that we suck, that somehow we don't measure up. And so we're trapped. We're acting more patient. We're acting kinder. We're doing these things because we kind of know them. We know kind people, so we can kind of emulate each other, right? Like we can pretend. But inside we can be raging, angry, but we can smile. And it's really painful, but we can like squeeze out something, right? But it's not. It's not the real thing. When you're patient, it just, you're just patient because you have it and you give it. When you're kind, you don't have to think and try. It just comes from you. Like we talk about the fruit, right? Like fruit happens. Apple trees aren't like pinching out apples in season, right? Like it just happens. It's effortless. And you guys will too. As you receive His love, as you receive His kindness for you, you won't be able to help being kind to others. As I receive empathy for me, I won't be able to help but be empathetic towards others. Do you guys see the transaction? It's weirdly simple. But it's been profound in my life. As I receive comfort, I can give comfort. So the weird thing is, though, we can't come as adults. We can't come as like, I got it all together. I'm the kindest guy I know. I'm in denial, right? Like, but like, we do. We get so used to acting that sometimes I think we actually carry acting all the way to the presence of God, and then we're still acting like boop-be-doop-be-doo. No, He says, like, become like children. Become like children. It's okay to be a needy little boy in an adult body. I need stuff. I need empathy. I need God to look at me with kindness in His eye and say, Jace, it's going to be okay. Sometimes I have so much anxiousness, it's like my chest is being squished, and I go, oh, Father, where are You right now? Where are You right now for me? Because I feel like there's a storm inside. And sometimes I just feel a hand on my shoulder. Or sometimes, can we get close for a second? Is that okay? Sometimes He just pulls my face in like this. Sometimes He just looks in my eyes and like, seriously, I'll be like doing something weird in my house, like cooking, and then tears are just like streaming down my face because He's being gentle and kind with me. And then what happens? I have gentleness and kindness to give, right? Like it comes in and out, in and out. I don't have to try anymore. So Jesus modeled this life for us. He said, I can't do anything except what the Father is doing. Total dependence, right? We are not big fans of dependence.
Yeah.
Right? We love independence. But God's inviting us, WCV, to be vulnerable with Him, to let Him give you those things, to let Him be those things for you. Because He loves you. He's for you. He sees you. He's not angry that you're struggling with anxiety, depression, impatience. He's not angry with you. You just haven't had it yet. He's longing to give it to you. He's longing to give it to you. So how do we do that? How do we do that? I believe the invitation is to be born again. Right? We love the word being born again, but what does it mean to be born again? We get to come into this family relationship. We get to receive the things that we just didn't receive. And we can stop whipping ourselves and disciplining ourselves for being crappy at stuff. Because He's not angry. He actually just wants to give you that thing. So what are you in need of this morning? Is it empathy? Is it patience? Is it more kindness? Is it peace? Have you guys ever met people that carry peace? It's weird, hey? Like, how can someone walk in a room and bring peace? Like, what the heck? But it is strangely transactional. Like, that person has it. Like, you can see people that have these things sometimes. And like, how did they get it? But God wants to speak peace into some of you. It was fun when God showed Teresa his kindness. How long did you walk around saying, "He's so kind"? Like a week? Like probably longer than a week. It just nailed her heart. Like, "He's so kind," and tears would just run down her face. Like, I'm talking like every day, several times a day. "He's so kind." This is the God we serve. He's unfathomable. I got that word right. That's a hard word to say. He is just so much, like, we say these words, but he takes these words to like a new dimension, and it takes a week for that simple little word to be, like, till we start to grasp it. So this morning we have communion. And I believe the invitation as we take the body and the blood of Jesus is to enter him. The whole New Testament is like clothed with Christ is like Paul's like favorite phrase. Clothed with him. Like in him. Right? Like remain in me and I'll in you. Like it's just like squishy. It's like remain, like let's be in each other. It's intimate. Some of us really struggle with intimacy. It's really uncomfortable. But he longs to be intimate with you. And so as we take and as we enter into Christ this morning, I believe he's going to give you guys stuff. He's going to fill some of these things that you just know that you haven't had. And what's going to happen naturally, you don't have to like rebuke the enemy because he's just going to shut up. Right? Because when the real thing comes, there's nothing to accuse you of. It's just going to be gone. There's one voice in the room that matters and it's his. And when he speaks into you, we sang the song, "So Will I." It's like his word will form what it speaks over you. His words are powerful. You might like cry for like a month and say like, "He's so kind," over and over and over. I actually wonder, kids, are you guys with me still? Yeah. Like, are you guys like totally here? Can you guys stand up and come up here with me? Ooh, I hear. Ooh, this is weird. Look at us. You guys have received some stuff, actually, that some of us adults haven't. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you guys know what I mean? Like, your parents, like, really love you. Yeah. And so, like, I'm wondering, youth, you guys could come up, too. Like, you guys are just, like, a little bit older. Like, pretty soon, these kids will be your peers. Believe it or not. 5 years, they're your peers and your best friends. So can you guys stand up? So this is like a youth kid Sunday. So you guys can, yeah, this is great. We have way, like we're almost like 50-50 here. Isn't that crazy? Like when we stand up, we're like a 50-50 split. So like kids, you guys have received some stuff. Like it might be like really simple, like kindness. Or it could just be like love. Or you could be like a kid that's like really squishy and like loves to hug. Like that could be something that God's given you, right?
That's Maddie.
That's Maddie? Maddie's a squishy?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, like, so like some of these adults need some squishy love, actually. Like some of them don't have squishy love. And some of them really want patience and kindness and gentleness. And so I'm wondering, like, obviously you're going to, like, look out there and be like, can I just go talk to my parents because that feels really comfortable? But, like, see if God, like, I don't know how it's going to work, like, if it's going to be, like a little hail, like a light beam over Rosie, like, ooh, and you're going to be like, that's my person. But, like, this is my prayer, is that God's going to highlight an adult to you guys, and he might just give you one word or two words, like squishy love, and you'll think, like, that's really weird. Like, how do I say that? But you could just go up to that adult and say, I feel like God wants to give you squishy love. And, like, you could, like, I don't know what he's going to tell you.
Maddie is a teal. Do you know why? Because Maddie's clinging.
Because she's clinging. She's giving squishy love to someone right now.
Yeah.
Totally. And so, and if you guys just want to, like, go to your parents, and because, like, God wants to show love through you to your parents. Because they need the love of God. Like, if we're going to, like, enter the kingdom of heaven together, we all have to become like little kids. So adults, take a good look at this crew. Because they're going to model something for us. Okay? And if you're not comfortable, totally don't. I won't even get angry. You can just, like, awkwardly, like, slip back into a chair and be like, whew, that was uncomfortable. But if God, like, if you see an adult out there and you think, man, I just can't see any other adult in the room, so there's something, then you could just, like, go up to them and stand there kind of uncomfortable, and then maybe God will give you one word. Okay? So, Father, right now, we just invite your Spirit to fill these kids, that you would speak to us, that you would love us through our families, that you would impart some of the things that we have missed out on in the ways that we lack. We just acknowledge right now that we need you. And we open our hearts the best that we know how. Would you help us to be like little trusting children again? Okay, kids, it's your time to shine. If you see someone, if someone's highlighted, you guys can do that. I like that word, squishy love. It's a good one. So we're gonna kind of let this be, it'll be a little chaotic, and I'm totally okay with that, because families, we're all chaotic. But we're going to carry on. For some of us, if we're not receiving squishy love right now, then we're going to carry on with communion, because actually God has some stuff to give us. Sammy, do you want to come read? Yeah, right now, that'd be awesome.
Matthew 26, verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he gave them thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for their forgiveness of the sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
So I encourage you to take a minute and ask God what he'd like to give you this morning. What is he highlighting in your heart? And when you're ready, let's take in the body and the blood of Christ as he washes us clean.